Morning.
Beauties, how are we doing today?
Last time you faced New Jersey, Kovalchuk was in play. Could you talk a little bit about Ukraine? Does it have to be worried about?
Well, you know what? If Kovalchuk plays his A game and brings that to the table, you're going to see what makes him special, you know. He can play both sides of that game, though, too. He can be an average player and doesn't defend, and he can be a player that can really dominate games. And I saw him in Columbus. He wasn't there last time we played them, but they still got some good players around him. But I've seen him in Columbus, and I remember seeing him in our building in Columbus a few years back, and he was on his A game, and it was you couldn't handle him. There's nobody could handle him. You had maybe one defenseman that could handle him, but he was just, it's like Rick Nash. When Rick Nash plays that A game, those guys are special. They, you know, there's some guys like that in the league, Crosby, when they play that way, and that's what, you know, Crosby's a really consistent player, and he brings it pretty much every night. You got a guy like that, boy, that's tough to handle. Kovalchuk can be that guy too. He can shoot and likes to score. So we'll see, you know. I know that they lost a tough one last night. And, you know, Martin got pulled in the game, and which is uncharacteristic, so I don't know what they're going to do in Nets tonight. But, you know, the other guy's familiar here, so I would think that he might get the start here. I don't know what they're doing there.
Well, just who's the defenseman on your team that might be best suited to handle Kovalchuk? And you said there aren't many that can.
Buff would be able to handle him. Yeah, Buff and Buff would be able to handle him pretty good. Same with Bogosian, I think. You know, but they're not going to be paired up with him. But they can skate and they can handle weight. They'd both be able to handle him. Same with Stewart to a degree and Oduya. And depends on Kovalchuk. If he plays a really hard game like that, I'm not sure. You know, he plays that speed game with power. You'd have your hands full. You'd be down to a couple, one or two guys that can handle them. It wouldn't be four.
What about Parise and Henrik?
They played good. They were good there. Henrik, he was really good against us the last time there. Scored a couple of goals. A good speed for a young player. I thought he looked good. Parise is a good player, I can say. You know? So they've got some guys there that can play. Same with the Larson kid on defense. He's going to be a really good player. Smart, big, tall, make plays. Really uses his head. You can see why he was a high draft pick. He's a good player.
What's your injury situation with Antropov?
Well, Antropov's going to be, you know, day to day, but he won't be in the game tonight, so he'll probably be, you know, more of middle of next week, hopefully. And then Pharisees, just maintenance, probably won't be a player as well. Just needs a little bit of time. But we're coming there. We're starting to get December 7th, I think, is kind of our target day for one or two guys, and we're starting to get these guys going to be coming back here soon. So we're going to get them all here by the end of the month. You know, I think Enstrom's probably the last of the guys, which comes towards the end of the month. So we're all going to start getting these guys intermittently here. So it's a good thing for us. And what's a good thing for us, and it's a good thing for the players that are here because they'll feel the urgency, and that should step up the competition, and that's good. That's healthy.
Same lineup tonight, then?
Same beautiful beauties.
Same goalie,
yeah. I will let it out of the bag right now. I know you guys won't have your pregame nap this afternoon if I don't tell you. So.
Realistically, you think you'll have everybody back today?
I think it's around there, yeah. Yeah, I think everyone's kind of, but you know, you got to go through the month.
Right.
Other stuff happens, so I think we're going to be getting healthy, which is good for us because it's a good month for us that we can do a lot of stuff in practice. We can start really building some real team things, team play things, and we can really start developing some other things. And we're home, we're not traveling too much, so we could really use this. We have to really use this month to build what we're going to see in the new year. That's what we're building towards, you know, because we've got to make some ground up. We want to get over 500. We want to take advantage of our homestand. We want to get into the new year, you know, moving forward and upward. So that's what we're looking to do, and we're going to invest in that this month. So we've talked about that. So it's important for us. This game's going to be important for us here. You know, sorry, this game's going to be important for us tonight. We had a good game last game. Is this what we are? You know, I'm sure you guys are asking the same question, you know, and I would like to think, yes, we've taken a positive step, and I think the players feel the same way. We have to put a back-to-back 60-minute consistent effort again in a lot of ways, and how well we manage the game is going to be important for us. I think the team has accepted what it is and has sees how we can win and has looked at itself and said, you know, we can work from this foundation and this groundwork and we can build off of that. I think that, you know, and that's what happens with the team a lot too. You go through these stages and you go through this storming stage where people are looking for different minutes and more playing time and I can do more, and then you find that they can't, and so that's a real struggle there, but I think it's kind of leveled into itself now. So I think that we see what we are and we recognize that as a group and a group of 20 that we can accomplish some good things, but it has to be together and it has to be consistent and you have to manage things well, and I think we see that. But I'm hoping that's where I think we are, but that's where I'm hoping we're at.
You say it's important to take advantage of opportunities. Your team lost last night on the road, traveled. You guys had a need to practice and stuff. How important is, good starts are always important. How important is it to just get on this team early and get this win overall just because of the situation?
Well, there's a couple things that are important in this game tonight. How well we start is one of them. You know, who scores first would be nice, but how you react to the goal, whether you score or you receive one, that's the response that we need to be aware of. And, you know, the other thing that's important in this game here for us is a clean 2 points. And, you know, I can't state that enough. This is a team in our conference, and we have to be able to, like, we really gained ground the other night. We got 2 points clean, the other team's lost. And it was like, okay, that's good. That's a really clean 2 points. So if we can do that again tonight and play well, then we're playing, you know, for our own reasons, you want to win the game, but we have a day off on Sunday, and it'd be nice to go into that day off, you know, feeling good about things. That would be a really good step for us. So there's a lot of things that we want to try and target in this game.
You talked about penalties a lot. Obviously, you guys did a better job the other night cutting them down. I noticed Weldon has, like, one minor penalty. What does he do differently than maybe some of the other guys are not doing?
You know, penalties, the problem with penalties is penalties get, a lot of times, are caused because of poor positioning and fatigue and different factors. But Wellwood's a smart positional player, and he's not a reacher, and you can't reach in today's game. When you reach to check people, you're getting yourself in trouble, whether it's hooking, holding, slashing. And he's a guy that skates into position. He's a smart player. I think if you look through his career, he's not a penalty minute guy. He doesn't play a confrontational game, but he's evasive and he's a smart positional player. He doesn't get himself in trouble there. He just understands that, you know, doesn't help the team, doesn't help himself. And you like those guys like that that can be efficient. He has a pretty efficient game that he's developed through the years, because you saw him early in his career, especially here in Manitoba. You saw him here too, so he was. You know, he's turned out to be a good player. Smart, plays with his head. Has got great hands. That play he made the other day, that little flip, that's a nice play. How many guys think like that? Well, guys think like that, but just can't do that. That's a hard play to make.
Well, you were talking about getting some of your defenders back. New Jersey has had to play all year without two of their top centers. Can one of those challenges have more impact on a hockey club than other?
Well, missing two centers is tough. You're in the middle of the ice, that's tough. Because when you miss a center a lot of times controls your line. As he goes, you go. And so that's a tough one. It's also tough on the back end, too. Both those positions are tough because D-zone, you can't get the puck stopped. You're chasing, puck gets exposed. the width of the ice, that it creates more problems, and so both are, I wouldn't say which one's more important than the other, but the centers are tough hits. They're tough because they, you control three, and on defense you control two, and different issues, but they're both vital to having success. Okay, thanks guys.